Okay, we are at the top of Kuf Lamed Tes Samad Aleph. And we ended off yesterday with a machlekes between Rav and Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. We know that when it comes to the Re'agada, we always say Eilu ve'Eilu Divrei Elokim Chayim. Rav was the one who said that Asid HaTorah Nishtakach MiYisrael, that in the future Torah will be forgotten from Klal Yisrael. Whereas Rav Shimon Bar Yochai said Chas V'Shalom Shetishtakach Torah MiYisrael. But it means that things will not be clear, there will not be a halacha brura, there will not be a mishnah brura, but makam echa, there will be a machlekesim, and so on. So we continue to speak about something which is very timely for us in Yana D'Yema, about various types of puranas, different types of punishments which will come to Klal Yisrael, and when will the geula come about. So it says the Gemara Tanya, Rav Yosi ben Elisha, Ima Imra Yisad Dar Shetzaris Rabbis Ba'is Allah. If you see a generation, top of Kuf Lamed Tes, if you see a generation, Imra Yisad Dar Shetzaris Rabbis Ba'is Allah, it say Ubedek B'dayane Yisrael, go and check out the shortcomings of the Dayani Yisrael. Says the Gemara, such a strong lashon. Shekol puranus sheba la'olam leba ela bishvil Dayani Yisrael. All different types of puranus, punishments, and so on, which in the lashon of the Gemara is not only sheba'os li'Yisrael, it says sheba'os la'olam, things which come to the world, they come and because of Dayani Yisrael, meaning the ones who are involved in the halacha and the law and the order, the judicial system, and so on. Shimon is Rashi Beis Yaakov. It speaks about the Rashi Beis Yaakov, the heads. Ukitzini Beis Yisrael. Hamis Avim Mishpat. Meaning they are making the Mishpat thick and corporeal and earthy, meaning physical. They despise the judgment. The East Kol Hayishari Ya'akeshu, and that which is supposed to be Yasha, which is supposed to be straight, Ya'akeshu, they twist and pervert, and it becomes corrupt. Bonei Tzion Bedomim. So, you know, they are building Klalia, so they're building Tzion with Domim, with Shvichas Domim, Yerushalayim Ba'avla, Yerushalayim with iniquity, and so on, Rasheha B'Sheichad Yishpoitu, and their heads, with bribery will they judge, and their priests, the ones that they appoint, and some say it means the ones that they appoint for Hira. It's all done through mechir, through money, money talks, and so on. Unadiyah b'chesef yiksemu. Things, everything comes about, you know, they're appointing leaders and so on. Everything with bribery and so on. Va'al Hashem Yisha Einu Begoimer. And it's as if they are kind of, they are, so to speak, supporting themselves al Hashem, meaning in a negative way, as if like, well, I'm a Chashav a Rav, I'm a Chashav a Dayan, I'm a Chashav a person, I'm a Manig, and therefore I'm kind of, I've got diplomatic immunity, I've got carte blanche, no one can say anything on me. So they are kind of supporting themselves and whitewashing their deeds and so on. But a very, very strong lashon, kol puranish bala olam, all puranas which come to the world. I mean, the Gemara says nivamas, that when puranas come to the world, it comes bishul Yisrael. And here the Gemara says it comes bishul Dayani Yisrael. So it starts with the leaders. And so on. So the Gemara says, Rishayim Hain, meaning that, like we just said, they are Rishayim Elashatala Betchenim Amisha Amr Vahai Olam. They're making themselves out as if they have what to rely upon. Lefikach, Meida Kodesh Baruch Hu Alein Shalosh Puraniye. So Kodesh Baruch Hu brings these various punishments. Keneged Shalosh Averes Shebiyodim. Shenem Malachain Biglalchem Tzion Sodeh Techaresh. So number one, Tzion, like a field, will be plowed over. Which is interesting, meaning that this is considered to be a separate calamity. Like in the Mishnah in Tanya speaks about Chamisha Dvarim She'iru La'Aveseinu on Shavas V'Talmas, in Chamisha on Tisha B'Av, and it mentions this about Tzion Sadeh Techaresh, which is kind of, it's so interesting to consider what that means, that Milva, the actual Churban, there's a separate korban in the fact that it was kind of plowed over and it was devastated. Tzion sada teharesh, and so on. Yerushalayim iyein tia. Yerushalayim iyein zalashn of korban. V'harabayis labamayis yar. Also, it'll be kind of turned into like a forest of sorts. That's what the Gemara says. These furnaces will come. V'ein Hakadosh Baruch Hu mashrish chinasi al Yisrael ad sheyichlu sheftim v'sheitrim royim mi Yisrael. So Hakadosh Baruch Hu will only bring the Shechina back once all of these corrupt leaders will be destroyed. Shenamar v'ashiva yodi alayich, and then it says v'etzreif kabar sigayich. Vasira kol bidilayich vashiva shiftach karishena v'yatzach kibatchila. So if you look at Rashi, Rashi over here, this Rashi could be right. Let's look at the Rashi over here. V'yatzach kibatchila v'achetach yikolacha ir hatzedik lishreis ba shchina. So I mean, it's only after these things happen. Then finally, it says, Irat Tzedek Kirya Ne'amon. It will once again be this Kirya, this city, which is Ne'amon. It will be true to its namesake. Its namesake is that it's the place of the Shekhinah. But it's only once these things happen that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will come back. So, says the Gemara, Ma'ulay Nyushlaim Nifte Ella Bitstaka, Shenem Adzien B'mishpat Tipade V'shavea Bitstaka. So Tzion, which usually refers to Yerushalayim through mishpat, through judgment, which is fair judgment, it will be redeemed. The Shaveh and all of Klal Yisrael who are in the Gola, bitztaka, with tztaka, and the schus of tztaka, just to mention a Rambam over here, it's such a beautiful, important Lashna Rambam, the Rambam in Perek Yud of Matnas Aniyim. Perek Yud Halacha Aleph, very important Rambam to know, to remember, and have in our repertoire. The Rambam says, if someone asks you, what mitzvah does a person need to be the most careful in nowadays? So Pashtas, we would say Talmud Torah, Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam. That's what we would say. The Rambam Paskin's not like that. L'chera. The Rambam says, Chayavim Anu Lehizayir B'mitzvah Tztaka Yeser mikol mitzvahs asei. One needs to be nizhar in the mitzvah tzedakah more than any other mitzvahs asei. So says the Rambam. And it's fascinating, and I'm sure one could probably give many shiurim to analyze and understand what this Rambam says and means and alludes to. The Rambam says, Shehat tzedakah simen l'tzadikei zera Avraham Avinu. Number one, tzedakah is a sign of the tzaddikei zera Avraham Avinu. Shneamar ki yedativ lemana sheyitzava v'chulo. So number one, it shows on the traits of Klal Yisrael. Number two, ve'ein kisei Yisrael miskainen, v'das ha'emes emedes, ela b'tzaka. So the throne of Klal Yisrael will only be reestablished, and the veracity of the religion will only stand ela b'tzaka shnemar b'tzaka tekaneni. And finally, the ein Yisrael nigalin ela b'schus tzaka. Klal Yisrael will only be redeemed in the merit of tzaka shnemar tzion b'mishpat tipade b'shaveh b'tzaka. Our Gemara over here is fascinating. Rambam, what's the Rambam alluding to? Number one, we need to be nizr and tzaka more than any other mitzvah say. And he gives three reasons why. Zera Avraham Avinu, Kisi Yisrael Dasa Emes, and the Geula, and so on. The Rambam goes on to say, and this halacha base is paskened in Shulchan Aruch, in Hilchos Tzedakah, in Yerideya. Also, phenomenally important, strong Lashna Rambam. Zag the Rambam, Vula Olam Ein Adam Ma'ani Min Hatzedakah. The Ein Dover Ra. A person will not become impoverished by giving tzedakah, and something bad or any damage will not happen as a result of tzedakah. Shnemar v'hayamasa tzedakah shalom. It will be shalom. that nothing bad will happen, no hezek will happen, from Rachim, Rachim, and Olav, and so on. And says the Rambam, someone who is an achzori, someone who's cruel, and he doesn't give, Eina Merachim, Yesh Lachush, Li Yechusei, one needs to be suspicious of their lineage, of their Yechush, Eina Achzorius, Mitzuya, Ela Begoyim, Shneem Achzori, Heimov, Ela Yerachmo, and so on. Right, beautiful Lashenis of the Rambam at the beginning of Perek Yud of Matnas Aniyim, alluding to this Gemara, that, like what Ula said, that Yushlaim is Nifta ala Betztaka, Tzien Mimish Betipad Veshaveh Betztaka. Good. Says the Gemara Vaiter, Amar of Papa, Ivatli Yehiri, Ivatli Amgushe. If the Yehiri would be bottled, Amgushe would be bottled. Sirash in a second, Ivatli Dayone, Batle Gezir Pate. So Rashi says over here, what does this mean exactly? Rashi says, Hibatli Yehira Yisro, Mis Yarin, Bablurius, Sumalbusha, Yehiris, some of the gears of Keparsoyim, Halalu. Meaning, if Klal Yisrael are acting in a very haughty, arrogant manner, so if they would stop that arrogance, so then, Batli Amgusha, Yivatli, Mesisim, Umedichim, Hamasniim, Oisano, the various people who are inciting us to do bad things. Meaning, it seems to be that to the extent that we are so arrogant, that there is this element of arrogance amongst us, so then there is a Kli Kibul, there's a listening ear to people to try and persuade us to go astray. If people see the arrogance amongst Klal Yisrael and they don't see the shenkeit and the beauty and the yofi of Klal Yisrael, so then people might be tempted to listen to those people who try to be mesis and mediach. So that is regarding the Hiri and the Amgushe. Then we said Ibatli Dayoni, Ibatli Gezir Pati. So the Gemara explains, "Emi batli yehiri batli amgushe dechsev etzreif kabar sigoyech." Now, what does that mean? So etzreif is a lashon like to cleanse, kabar like boiris, which is like a type of soap. Sigoyech, Rashi says, what does sigoyech mean? Heim gasi aruch shemegadlan atzman. They raise themselves, they make themselves high and mighty. Lashon yizge ma'oi, it's very great, very big. So sigoyer is like someone who's very big, and so on. So that's what we're saying. Yibatli yiri batli amgoish dechsev etzreit kabar sigoyer. And then afterwards it says vasira kol bidiloyech, that Hashem will remove these gasya ruach from amongst them, and then he'll be mavde, because that will cause the ones who are Mavdil HaKadosh Baruch Hu from Klal Yisrael. Vastira Kol B'Dilayach. I mean, he will remove all of those who have caused the Havdalah between HaKadosh Baruch Hu, between ourselves and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. These are these haughty, arrogant people. Then we said, Ibatli Dayani Ibatli Gezir Pati. What does this mean? Dechsev Heisa Shem Mishpatayich Pina Oyveich. So Rashi says, "Batli Dayani Rishoyim Yisrael Shematin Adin." These people who are unscrupulous and they pervert justice, and so on, as we mentioned, for financial gain and the like. And so Batli Mal Yisrael, says Rashi, Gezir Pati Neksi Shetri Eti Kachavim. These various oppressors, geisha oppressors, excuse me. as it says, Heisa Hashem Mishpatayich, meaning if ones who are Mesidin, so then Pina Oyveich, Hashem will be Mefana the Oyev. But so long as these unscrupulous Dayanim are there, then the oppressors will be there. Amar Rav Malai Mishum Rabbi Elazar Ber Rav Shimon. Sorry, one second, please. Okay, apologies. Amar Rabbi Malai Mishum Rabbi Elazar Ber Rav Shimon. What's shot in the pasuk? That Hashem will break the matzah rishayim, but the staff, the stick of the wicked, the shevet of the meishlim. What's the pshat? So shavra Hashem matzah rishayim elu hadayonim shenasu makel chozneim peladigazach, meaning the dayonim are the ones who are supposed to be in control. And the chazan haknesses, these are the shamashim, these are the ones who carry out the din. But we're saying that what happens over here, shavash and matzah rishayim, they are the dayonim. The dayonim are the matzah. They are the stick. They are the staff of, they became the stick of the chazan, so to speak. Rashi says, shenasu makal lechazneim lishamsheyem. Nasin yad the havian lehen lechayzik leimer loyei shliach va'azman esplein lebezdin. I'm not going to be a shliach and carry out the din. Trying to close the door, please. I'm not going to carry out the din of bezdin. Emlei tar bischar v'yach b'sag din lo yerdenu likanes lemashkenai. I'm not going to go and be mevatseya the din and carry out the din and be the shaiter. You're not paying me enough money. Double my salary, or else I'm not going to play ball. So what happens is that the dayonim, they become the pawns to the chazanim, to the shamashim, to the shetrim, and so on. The pasuk says, "Shevet meishlim elu tamid chachamim shebemishpachis dayonim." Again, there is this favoritism which is displayed. That they get the Talmid Chachamim to appoint Dayanim who are unqualified and who are unscrupulous and so on. So once again, there is this tremendous perversion of justice and so on. Ma'izucha Amar Elu Talmid Chachamim Shemalamdim Hilchis Tzibor LaDayanei Bur. It's a reference to Talmid Chachamim that they go ahead and they teach people who are not holding. They're not capable of passing. Rashi says, "L'dayani bur shebaf tachas eisen tamid chacham mamid and dayani bur lodenes kol haba." Meaning, they through the appointments, a tamid chacham picks up the phone and says, "You should appoint Rabbi so and so. He is a very learned person. Really, the guy is an am haaretz, but through the promise of the tamid chacham." They are mamid dayani bur loder es kol haba v'harbei dinim she'ein nimlachim v'henu matin eson. And these unlearned amaratzim, where they don't go and they don't consult the Talmid Chachamim, they don't know how to paskin, and there's going to be all different types of perversion of justice. Good. Amar Bilaza ben Malai Mishum Reish Lakish Maidachsiv ki chapechem nigoy alu bedam. Meaning their kapayim, their palms are filthy with blood. The etzbei seichem and the oven, their fingers with oven. Sifseichem dibru sheker, their lips speak falsities. Lashenchem avla tagem, the lips have of avla iniquity on them. So we say ki chapeichem nigay alu bedam. Said that it says that their hands, the palms of the hand are dirtied with dam. So, Elu Hadayonim is, as we mentioned, this is referring to Dayanim, and they have the palms of their hand have got blood because they take bribes, and so on. Etzbei Seichem and Be'Avein, the fingers, a reference to the fingers and sins in the fingers, Elu Seifrei Hadayonim, these are referring to the scribes. And what do the Sefer Danim do? As Rashi says, Shekaisim Shar Shal Ramiya, they write false documents and so on. So that's the attributed to the fingers. Sifseichem dibru sheker, their mouths, their lips are speaking sheker. Elu orchei hadayanim. These are basically the archidayanim. They're like lawyers, basically, the tayanim. Rashi says, archidayanim melamdin es ba'lei dinim litayne. So they say, when you go to Beis Din, say this, and then after say that. And they teach them to say all of these false ideas and concepts. And finally, l'shen ham avla tegeh, on their lashen, on their lip, on their tongue, excuse me, is their iniquity. Elu Balei Hadinin. This is referring to the actual Balei Hadinin, meaning to say it's the actual litigants themselves, because the litigant himself knows that he's wrong. He's a liar, and he knows that his friend, the other Baldin, is correct. Nevertheless, they are filled with Shekhar and so on. Fine. We have another Maimer of a Shamer of Malai, who doesn't appear so often. Amar Rabbi Malai, Mishum Rabbi Yitzhak Magdala, Miyem Shepiresh Yosef Mi'achav Loi Tam Tam Yayin. Amazing Gemara. From the time that Yosef left his brothers, and the 22 years that he was away, it says, not only did he not get drunk, Le Tam Tam Yayin. He didn't even taste wine. What did he do for Kiddush? Stama used Chamar Medina. But Loi Tam Tam Yayin. Dechziv Ulakot Koid Nezir Echav. When it speaks about him vis-a-vis his brothers, it uses the Lashon of Nazir. We know it's not referring to a real Nazir, because it speaks about him coming out of the Beis Asurin, and it speaks about having a shave, the Galach, and the Achlasim Leisav, and so on. But it's a reference to wine. It's a reference to wine. What is the pshat? Okay, I mean, that's the Drash Hazeh state. So there's a beautiful Ben Yehuda over here. It says three very powerful reasons as to why he did not drink wine. All very, very beautiful reasons. Reason number one, he says, is that who drinks wine? What type of a person drinks wine? Well, the pasuk says, "Tnu yayin lamari nafesh." You know, give wine to someone who is sad. We know that the Gemara in Sanhedrin says that before a person received capital punishment, so they would give them wine. Because the Nebuch, they were in such a terrible matzav, that is what wine is given for. A person who is very sad drinks wine. Yosef Bedafkin didn't want to make out as if he's sad. He was Mekabel B'Simcha. This is what the Eibishter wants from me right now. This is where I'm supposed to be right now. And we know that Yosef is called the Baal Bitochen, Ashrei Yish Asher. Baruch HaGev Asher Sam Hashem Miftochev Leipon Al Rahavim. It's referring to Yosef HaTzadik, and that's why he was punished so harshly when he said Kiyim Zechartani to the Sar Mashkin, because of the tremendous level of Bitochen which he had. So if he would start to drink wine, it would give the impression that he was depressed. So to show that he was Mekabel B'Simcha, he didn't drink wine. Beautiful, beautiful insight. Another reason is also fascinating. He was scared. We know, Chazal say, Nichnas Yayin Yetzes Yetzesoid. Wine comes in, the secret goes out. What would happen if he was drunk and he would say, by the way, yeah, my brother has sold me into slavery. So he was so careful that he didn't want to reveal what his brothers did for his brother's sake. So he did not drink any wine for those 22 years. Also beautiful, beautiful sensitivity. And another equally beautiful, beautiful pshat is that if a person drinks, certainly someone who gets inebriated, so then they're not allowed to be mispalo. You know, you have to be able to be Omid Lefnei HaMelech and so on. So because Yosef was constantly davening for his brothers, and he was always davening that they shouldn't be punished, his mechira, and so on. Hashem shouldn't punish them. Hashem should forgive them. We know that Chazal say about Yosef, Shem Shemayim Shogur Al Piv. I think the Lashon HaMedrash is that he was nechnas lecheder, Shem Shemayim Al Piv. They saw that he was always speaking. Yosef is the Ish Matzliach in the Chumash. Whatever he did, whatever he touched, turned to gold. He was the Ish Matzliach, and he was the one that Shem Shemayim was Shogar Al Piv, Zog to Ben Yehuda, that he was davening for his brothers, that they shouldn't be punished, so he didn't want to become drunk, for fear that he would not be able to be Eimed of HaMelech. Three beautiful reasons. So that explains why he didn't drink. Says the Gemara of Yezi Ben Chanina, Amar Afhein, Loi Tamu Tam Yayin. Even his brothers also didn't drink. It says that when they came down and when he revealed himself and they had a suda, it says that they drank. Vayishkaru, and they became inebriated with him. Michlal da'adu'id. Na'aloi, mashma, up until this time, they didn't drink. Whereas Rav Malai, who said it was only Yosef, not his brother, is what would Rav Malai say? Nein. Shechris hudalei hava, shtia mi'ahava. Saying, Chanami, they didn't get drunk, but it doesn't mean that they didn't drink anything up until that time. Okay, good. Says the Gemara weiter, another memra of Rabbi Malai. The Amar Rabbi Malai, Bishar, Viracha, Visamar Maliboy, Zacha Lacheshna Mishpat Al Liboy. So speaking about the praise of Arna Kohen, today's Beis Av, yesterday was the yard site of Arna Kohen. It's quite amazing, to the best of my knowledge. He is the only person in the Chumash where the Torah writes explicitly when his yahrzeit is. Meaning we know that yahrzeit, that Moshe Rabbeinu was Zion Adar and so on, but nothing is mefurish. The only person that's mefurish, I believe, in the Chumash is Aaron HaKohen. Maybe it has to do with the fact that, as we're seeing over here in this Gemara, that his meat was Oyev Shalom and Reidev Shalom, Oyev Sabriyas and Mekarman HaTorah, and Vayivkoi say Kol Beis Yisrael Shleishim Yem, Klal Yisrael desperately wanted to remember and commemorate his Patira's passing because it was such a loss. And we the Torah says, such a person who's in the Oyev Shalom and Reiv Shalom, the Torah tells us exactly when his yahrzeit was. So it says about him in the Schar that when Hashem says, don't worry, you don't realize the gutzkeit of your brother. You don't realize the Ein Tova, how good he is. He will see you, and he will be delighted in the success of his younger brother. Rashi says over here, beautiful. Rashi says, Zach l'cheish mishpat shekeneged aleiv, shahaya gadol mimena. We know that Aaron was 3 years older than Moshe. V'koidim l'Moshe nigla shechina al Aaron. And even before Hashem appeared to Moshe by the snare, Hashem revealed himself to Aaron. In fact, I think the Medrash says that one of the reasons why Moshe, we know that Moshe Rabbeinu came back when he was in his 80s, he was 80 years old, and he left when he was a young man. So he was away for decades and decades. The Medrash says he was a Melech in Kush, and he was in Midian, different places. Who was the one who took care of Klal Yisrael through all those decades of Avdus? Aaron. He was the leader. And Moshe says, well, now I'm going to come and like save the day. You know, I'm the big leader. I'm going to be the one to take the Yidden out of Mitzrayim. It's not fair. My older brother has been Moshe Nefesh to be with them for decades, and I'm going to come. And Kadosh Baruch Hu says, you don't realize the Toiv Ayin of Aaron. He will see you v'samach b'libay. I mean, it won't just be min asaf of alachutz. He won't just say, I'm delighted. It will be in the lave. Hashem is royal alevav. Hashem is the one who knows. Hashem says in his heart he will be delighted. So only Azar Reina hearts, such a pure heart with such simcha, he will be the one who will wear the cheshen, which has the Yud Beis Shvatim, the one who's ma'ached all of Klal Yisrael together. That is the Maila of Aaron. Good. Okay, so we go back to Kila. So we've been speaking about whether or not one is allowed to erect a tent on Shabbos and Yom Tov and so on, and various implications of Oyhel and the like. So, says the Gemara like this, Shalchu lei b'nei Bishkar or Biskar l'levi. So a particular town, Rashi says, they sent to Levi three shailas. What were the shailas which they sent? Number one, Kila Mao. What is the din with Kila? Are you allowed, Rashi says, Lintesa b'Shabbos? Are you allowed to pitch this type of tent on Shabbos? Is it permitted? Is there a problem of a Asiyas oil? Number two, Kishusa b'Karmo. Now, Kishus, we translate as hops. And it grows on a bush. It's not so clear how we're magdu this, if it is it considered to be like a tree, or is it just considered to be like something which grows on the ground? Is there a problem of kilayim? If you look at Rashi over here, about 10 lines from the bottom, kishusa, himlun, shigadla ala hege, it grows around thorns, Marba karma, can it be planted in a vineyard? Yerek hu vikilayim bekerem. Do we treat it like a vegetable? In which case we would say it's got a din of kilayim bekerem. Ay ilanhu, or do we treat it like a tree? Vein of kilayim bekerem. In which case it's not going to have a din on kilayim bekerem. That was the second shayla. And the third shayla which he asked was, meis beyomtiv mahu. What happens if a yid died on Yom Tov, is there a heter for someone to be oisek in the kvura? We know that there's all different types of halachic concessions which we make because of kavod hameis. What happens if someone, Rachman Hatzlan, dies on Yom Tov? So these were three shailas which they sent to Levi. So says the Gemara Adda Ozil, so whilst the shliach was going to present the shailas to Levi, Nachnapshi de Levi. Levi was Nifter. So Amar Shmuel Rav Menashya. So Shmuel, who was a contemporary, right? Rav, Shmuel, Levi, these were all the first generation Amorayim. So Shmuel told Rav Menashya, he said, I chakimas shalachlu. If you hold yourself to be a chacham, so you paskin the shilas for them. I mean, these were the shilas which they asked. Not so clear why Shmuel himself didn't paskin, but he said to Rav Menashya, if you hold your chacham, then you should answer their questions. So what did Rav Menashya do? Shalach lehu kila chazanu akol tzidiki levelim matzinu leit sad heter. Meaning I've investigated kila and I cannot find a heter. You're not allowed to spread a kila. It's also to do. You can't spread it on Shabbos. Frag the Gemara 1 second. But we found a heter by Kila. Velishlach lehu kiderami by Yechasko. Rashi says, Velishlach lehu tzad heter ba kiderami by Yechasko. Karach le'achut ayi mishicha. If you recall, we said that if you've got this tent and it's partially spread and you've got a string, a rope, and you're pulling it, that's called just being moisif on an oil arai. So granted, you're not allowed to set up an oil arai midrabanan, but if it's already one tefach exposed and you just pull out the rest, it's mutter. So why are you being machmer on them when you could have told them a case where it's mutter? So why don't you paskin lakula? That was the kasha which was asked to Rav Menashya. Says the Gemara, and this is going to be the answer to all three of his psakim. Every time he's going to be machmir, he answered, Lavisha einan b'nei Taira. The reason why I have to be machmir, because they're not b'nei Taira, zakrashi umikile tfeya. And they will be mekel. You give them an inch, and they'll take a mile. It's very interesting. I mean, you find, like Lamashal, I think, I don't know, someone told me that in the Sefer Archa Shabbos, which is a very popular sefer in Hilchos Shabbos, that some of the psakim which he gives in the sefer are a little bit more machmir than what he gives Baal Peh. And he says, look, in the Sfarim you always have to be a bit more machmir, because otherwise you say something, someone says it over, and they don't understand the subtleties and the nuances, and they're going to be that much more makel. So to go ahead and to be makel, it's not such a simple thing. You have to know who you can be makel for. Meaning, mi'ikra din, yes, I mean, the psak is lakula, but if someone who's not a ben Torah, and they might misuse or abuse, misunderstand, not know how to apply the psak, they might end up getting it wrong, and therefore I have to be machmer. So too with the next shayla, kishusa b'karma, he said, irbuvya. It's considered to be an erbuvya. Rashi says, kilayim, it's a taroivis, it's a problem. Meaning I'm going to treat it like a vegetable. Frag the Gemara 1 second, but isn't there a makel shita over here? Why are you being machmer? V'lishlach lehu k'derebi tarfen. You could have passed him like Rebbe Tarfen. D'tanya kishus, when it comes to hops, Rebbe Tarfen ayimah ein kilayim begerim. It's not considered to be kilayim begerim. Whereas the Chachamim Meirim, yeah, Kilayim Bekerim Bekayim Alan Kalameikol Ba'aretz Halacha Kameisim Chutz Laretz. We have established a principle that anyone who is makel in Eretz Yisrael, legabi mitzvahs hatzluyas ba'aretz, so even though we might not paskin like them in Eretz Yisrael, where things are more chamor, but kala makel ba'aretz, halacha kamaisei b'chutz la'aretz. So Rabbi Tarfon is makel even in Eretz Yisrael, so surely we should paskin like them in chutz la'aretz. And this place, Bishkar, was in chutz la'aretz. So you could have been makel. If you look at Rashi over here, Rashi says the kaimalam b'brachas, perakitzad, gabi orla. I mean, this principle was mentioned and discussed admittedly legabi orla, not legabi kilayim. But Rashi says, fear not, v'hoadin lekilayim. The same principle would apply to kilayim. She'afhi mitzvah tzluya ba'aretz. It's also a mitzvah which is dependent on the land. So therefore you could have been makel to paskin like Rabbi Tarfon. So why didn't he do that? Once again he says, lefi she'enon b'nei Torah. Because they're not b'nei Torah, and therefore who knows, they would have been makel by other cases of kilayim, and therefore I have to be machler. Says the Gemara, machler is Rav. Rav was publicized and said the following, I man the boy la mizrak yishusa bekarma. Someone who wants to go ahead and plant hops in a vineyard, where we just mentioned the shitas, the chachamim and Rabbi Tarfon. So Rav said, lizra, he can do so. He's allowed to do so. Whereas Rav Amram chasida man gidilovei. Rav Amram was very machmer and he would give makas mardus to someone who did so. Rav Meshasha Yoyev Pruta Latinik Nachri. And he, what he used to do is he also didn't allow it to be planted, but for a person to plant it himself, he would give money to a non-Jewish child, Vizarele. And that's what they did. If you look at Tesis for a second, Tesis says, Rav Amram Chasid Mangidle, Rav Meshasha Yoyev Li Pruta Latinik Nachri, why taka did they choose to be machmer? Didn't we say that Allah is like the makel in chutzaritz? But tzarech lemer dibim kaimam lo yahayu b'nei Torah. Meaning they were not b'nei Torah, which is quite a pella, because, yeah, I mean, it's one thing to do like what Rav Meshasha did, but Rav Amram Chasida would actually give makis mardus, which is Garapella, because if we're saying that the halacha is like Rabbi Tarfon in chutz la'aretz, it means it's mutter. You're allowed to plant hops in a vineyard, and it's 100% mutter, and he would give makas mardus, shows the koyach of Bezdin, they have the right, lamigdar milza, and they can pass in the humra, even if mi'ikradin, the psak is lakula. Quite an amazing thing. Frag the Gemara, why Taka did Rav Meshasha do what he did? He gave it to a non-Jewish child. Why did he do that? Frag the Gemara, v'litin lei letinei Yisrael. Why didn't he give it to a Yiddish boy instead? Right? He's not mechuyev in mitzvahs. Ikar din is mutter. Anyway, that is asri lemisrach, because then he will develop this type of a trait. This he will remember that that's what you're allowed to do. And when he becomes a gadol, he might become lax in other concepts of kilayim, especially if he's not a ben terah and he hasn't learned all of the mitzvahs of Tzeis Ba'aretz. So we don't want to habituate the child to do something if there might be problems when he becomes a gadol. Fred B'Gemara, okay, so you want to give it to a non-Jew, but why dafka katan? V'litin lei l'gadol nachi, so why don't you give it to a regular gadol, a non-Jewish gadol? And that's the Gemara, Asi Lachlupe, be Israel. Because the concern is someone might just see a farmer, someone going down planting, and you won't necessarily realize maybe he's a farmer, he's wearing a hat. You would know if he's a Yid or a Goy. And therefore, we really want to make a distinction. It should be a minor and a Goyish minor also. Good. Fine. Then we said, what about the case of maize? We said, what about if someone dies on Yom Tov? What's the din? Is there any heter to have a kvura? So how did Rav Menashe respond? Shalach lo meiz lo yisasku beila yehudoyin v'lei armoyin. A yid should not be involved in the kvura. A guy should not be involved in the kvura. So we say, and this is Levi Yom Tovish, Levi Yom Tovsheni, meaning across the board. We're going to be mashma across the board. Not a yid, not a guy, not even on Yom Tovsheni. We know it's not true, right? It's not true. You're allowed. Frag Bigimar Aini, is that so? Omar, Rabbi Yehuda, Vashilas, Amra Basi, Uvda Havi, Bebek Nishto, the Ma'oin, the Yom Tov, Asomach, the Shabbos. It was a Yom Tov on next to a Shabbos. Velo Yodana im Chanea im Lachareha. I don't recall it was Yom Tov and Shabbos, or Shabbos and then Yom Tov. But what happened? Vasala Kamei, the Rabbi Yechanan, Vamalu, Yisasku Be'i Amamin. And he said there's a heter to have the Nachrim do a Kvura. So why is Rav Malai being so, why is he being so machmer? Not only that, Vamar Rava, Meiz Be'yam Tavrisha, and Yisasku Be'i Amamin. Even in a regular case, if someone dies in Yom Tov Rishon, Yom Tov Rishon, Yom Tov is not as Chomer as Shabbos, and therefore Paskins Rav Amaze Yom Tov Rishon, Yisaska by Amamin. The non-Jews can engage and involve themselves in the Kvura. Yom Tov Sheni, Yisaska by Yisrael. Right? You don't even need to go and go to a guy. Right? This, by Yom Tov Sheni, we are going to be Mako, we're going to give it a din like Cho. Legabi Mace, this is one of the main and only coolers of Yom Tov Sheni. The other cooler is Legabi taking medicine on Yom Tov Sheni. Pretty much it. In the beginning of Hilchas Yom Tov, we mentioned these two things. Al Kovarim, you see, that Yizaska by Yisrael, Fili Yom Tov Sheni, Shal Rosh Hashanah. Even then, we're Mekel, Mashain Kim Beitza. It happens to be by Beitza, Shinol the Bezeh, Asura Bezeh, on Rosh Hashanah. First day Rosh Hashanah, it's going to be also on second day Rosh Hashanah, but Legabi Mace, where it's that much more pressing, and there's an element of Kavod HaMeis, we are Mako, and we say, Meis B'Yom Tov Rishon, Yisaska B'Yisrael, Yom Tov Sheni. So, I mean, why is Rav Menashe being so Mako? Once again, it says the Gemara, Lefi She'enon B'nei Torah, because they're not B'nei Torah. So we see a Gemara with three examples in different areas of Halacha, that a Rav at times needs to be more machmir. Number one, and we see that it's within his jurisdiction to do so, and we see that the Pella of Rav Amram Chasida, is it Rav Amram Chasida, that he actually gave Malkus, he gave Malkus Mardus for someone who, Rav Amram Chasida, he actually gave Malkus Mardus to someone who did something which was halachically permissible. Meaning, because you are entitled to Paskin like a Tarfin, but he held, no, we're going to be Machmir, because they're not B'nai Torah. Such is the Koyach, and so is correct. Seemingly, that's what Gemara is teaching us, in a case where they're not B'nai Torah. Okay, says the Gemara Vaita. So we've been speaking about Inyanim of Kila, of a tent, and pitching a tent, and so on. Now, as we know, these tents, often it was like a big sheet, and there would be straps, and you would pull the tents, and you pull the straps, and that's how you would fix it to the ground, and so on. Question is, are you allowed to go out on Shabbos wearing this kila with these straps? Is that considered to be like a beged? So says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Avin, Bar Rav Huna, Amar Rav Chama Bar Gurya, Mis Atif Adam Bekila. One is allowed to wrap oneself up in this kila, and with those straps, and even go out to the Rishus Harabim, and you don't need to worry about it. You don't need to worry about it. Rashi says, Mis'ativ Adam Akila, about 7 inch lines down, Shehu Kesadin, it's in essence like a sheet, Mis'ativ Va Derech Malbush, and you kind of envelop yourself in it like a clothing. Ooh, the chaskaseha, ritzuais, hatzluyais bo. And together with the straps which are hanging off it, what's the chiddish? V'loyamrin enach ritzuais lav letzich itzuv ninu. They're not really part of the beged, they're not necessary. In which case, v'havi masui, ahushata, She'ein kiskasin asuyin el and taste of oil. These things are only made to pull and spread the tent. Says Rabbi Avin Baravuna Bashim Ruham Barguya, you're allowed to do it. Frag the Gemara 1 second. Majnava Dirpuna Dom Ravuna Rav, we have a name of Bashim Rav. That one goes out on Shabbos wearing a talis where it's not done properly, where the tzitzis are not done properly, you are chayv chatas, says Rashi. If there wouldn't have been any strings on it, any tzitzis, we would say that's okay. That's a beged, that's a lavush. Alma Tzitzia is having loy masi, so it seems to be that the strings make it into a masi. Oil the einan kimitzvasi, the einan shrichon, you don't actually need them. Umir abegad mamish einan, the lachshivin and kavasi, they're not really part of the beged. And so there we answer it. We say it's a problem. Why don't we, so we should say the same thing by the kila. To which we say, no, there is a difference. What is the difference? Tzitzis legabi talis hashivi v'loy batli. When it comes to tzitzis vis-a-vis talis, it's hashu. It's not batli. Whereas hani le hashivi ubatli. But the scraps of the kila are not batli. If you look at Rashi over here, very interesting. Rashi says, hashivi mishum t'shel t'cheles hein v'loy batli v'havi bo masui. And why are the tzitzis so hashiv? Because of the tchelis. That's what Rashi says. If you look at Tzitzis over here, Tzitzis says, She'enam muvutalim lefi shechashuvim heim be'enav. She'day tzelitim betalas tzitzis revius. Kach pirish urbeinu hananu. So maybe, you know, you have yet to put the tzitzis on properly, but the tzitzis themselves are hush. It doesn't seem to say it's necessarily because of the tcheles as such. But they are considered to be hushiv, and therefore they're not bottle. If they're not bottle, and they're not part of the beged, therefore it's considered that you are carrying them. Fine. Okay, we now go back a little bit to the Mishnah. Now, if you recall back in the Mishnah, we said one is not allowed to spread this mashmeres on top of this barrel on Yom Tov. We said if you already have it spread, then you're allowed to kind of put the wine inside it, but you cannot spread it in the first place. And we said that there was an element of Ovdin Dechol by doing so. So Amar Rabba Bar Rav Huna, Marim Adam Ala Mashmeres Bi Yom Tov, Litlis Barim Mainim V'Teila Vash Barim. So even though we said you're not allowed to do this, you're not allowed to spread the mashmeres. Nevertheless, you can come up with a trick, right? Remember, let's just remind ourselves. We said in Kuf Lamed Zayin Beis, we said Tolabai, what's the din of Yosef? Said there's a chiv chatas. Abai said it can't be that there's a chiv chatas. So Abai said that midraban nushal yasek gedel shoyis b'chol. So we're dealing with an issue. It's a derabbanan. So for dealing with owning, it's a derabbanan. So we're going to allow, says Rabbi Rav Huna, harama. We've seen harama many, many times. We saw harama when it comes to, let's say, oh, you say the espanoia, shahaya mushloch babar, and you're not supposed to be tereach on Yom Tov for the animal. So therefore, ideally, you should feed it in the bar. But we said you could do a harama and take one out, and then say, I've changed my mind. I think I want to shech the other one. So by Yisurin the Rabbani, you can do Harama. So to over here, you can make out that it's not pshat for you when you've got your barrel, that when you put the mashmeres on top, you're doing an Ovdin Dechol because you're making a strainer. You actually need to make a container to have a place to put your Rimonim, to put your pomegranates. And that's why you're doing it. And that would not necessarily be a problem of Ovdin Dechol. Once you've done it, then you can now use it to pour your wine inside. First, the Gemara says, "I'm Rav Ashi, v'hu d'tala b'rimonim." You have to first go ahead and actually use it for rimonim. So use it first for rimonim, and then you can go ahead and use it for the wine. Frag the Gemara one second. Ma'ishma mihod etanya metilin sheichar b'moyed letzerach hamoyed. You're allowed to make beer or ale on halamoyed if it's being done for the sake of the moyed, for the rest of the halamoyed in Yom Tov. Shalei letzerach hamoyed, it's asur, because you're not supposed to do malach which is not letzerach hamoyed. Echad sheichar tamarim, echad sheichar sa'irim, be it beer, ale of dates or of barley. So even though I don't actually need to make beer, because I've got 10 barrels of beer, I'm allowed to be marim and produce the beer, make the beer, and I'll drink from the new stuff. So that will be that I have yashan marim v'sheisa min hachadosh. So what exactly is the kasha? If you look at Rashi in the middle of the page, Marim v'sheisim in hachadosh, alma b'loy shum haichacha mutter laharim. You see over there, when I'm involved in making beer, we don't necessarily at that stage see clearly that I'm doing it for the sake of the beer, because I don't have any beer. We don't know why I'm doing it. We don't know why I'm doing it. So just like over there, when there's no proof, there's no hachacha, it's mutter. So it's over here, I shouldn't have to first prove myself and justify my actions by using it first with rimayim. To which the Gemara says, no, ha'sam le'mucha chamilsa, ha'cha mucha chamilsa. Rashi explains that over there, it doesn't look like you're doing anything wrong. It just looks like I'm making beer. There's no reason to assume that I have beer, and therefore it's fine. Whereas if I'm putting what appears to be a cloth on top of a barrel, which pashtus, one would think that you're making a strainer, that looks already suspicious. That looks uvdin the whole like, and therefore you would have to justify your behavior. On this, the Gemara says, Amr le Rabban Ravash and Chazi Mar, I'd serve him Rabbanim. We'll take a look at this Talmud Chacham. Ravuna bar Rav Hayun Shmei. Bamila was called Ravuna bar Rav Halvin Shmei. And he did all different types of harama. What did he do? Number one, Shakal Bura the Tumah. He would take like a chunk of garlic on Shabbos, to Manach Babarz at the Donna, and he would kind of stop up a leaking barrel, place it in the place of the berries of the tap, the faucet, even though there's an element of an Isidra Bonin kind of fixing the kli up in a makeshift way. The Armin, what did he say? Let's nuyig him a chavna. I just need to kind of find a place to put my garlic. Punt, that's a nice place for me to place it. And so on. It was one thing which he did. Ozel v'noyin b'ma'bar. He went and he fell asleep on a ferry. Oh, and to his good luck, the over lahaf geese of the ferry went across the river, and what did he do with his sire, Peri, and he was able to take a look and check out his Peris to make sure that they were okay. The Amar anol lemeinam kemacham, I just wanted to find a nice, quiet place to sleep. There was nowhere for me to sleep, so I went onto the ferry. But lemaisa, these were cases of harama, to which they responded, to which Rav Ashi responded and said, Amalahu, harama ga'amris, harama bidrabonini. This is a harama in a din derabonin, but so mirabonin layasilam evan chatchila. Meaning, we know that a Talmud Chacham is sensitive enough to know the ins and outs and the do's and the don'ts as to when you may and when you may not do something and when does it look bad and when is it okay, and therefore we're not so concerned for the Talmud Chacham, if it's a harama in a derabanan. If you take a look at the Rosh over here in Simon Hay, he brings this Gemara, and the Rosh says, Loy kol harama b'mili derabanan shavin. Not all haramas by derabanans are mutter. Don't group them all together. He says, Yesh harama shemutter l'chol adam. There's some haramas which anyone can do. Then the Yesh Harama Delay Shaya Ella Litsev Mirabanan, our case being an example. The Yesh Harama Da Asala Kuli Alma. So, you know, you need to know You can't just say, oh, it's a derabbanan, and therefore I can always do some type of a trick. It very much depends on the nature of the derabbanan. Okay, let's see a little bit the next Mishnah. So the Mishnah lays in Mayim al Gabi Shmarim Bishvil Shiyut Soilu. So a person is allowed to pour Mayim on top of Shmarim. So the Shmarim, as we know, is the sediment of the grapes. So if I pour Mayim on top of the sediments, Rashi says, B'Shamas al Gabi Shmarim Hanisunin B'Mashmeris Nibaydiyim. Why am I doing this? Says the Mishnah. Shiyut Soilu. Sagdrashi, she utslulin lozaves a yain, ibnea kmachim shakirim yainsh. So I'm doing it to clear it off. Some speak about you're doing this so that the mayim will absorb a little bit of the flavor of the sediment, but it's not a real act of boirer as such, and therefore you can do it. So too, we said that misaninin, Eshayayin v'sudarin u'b'kfifa mitzvus. A person is allowed to be mesanen wine in a sudar, in some type of a scarf or an Egyptian basket. We'll see. Also, v'noslan beitza b'mesanen shalchadol. You're allowed to put an egg in a strainer, which you've got mustard seed down below, and you're doing this, as we saw before, for the yolk to spill down and to color the mustard seed, even though the white is going to remain up above, as we'll see, being you're doing it just to color it, it's going to be okay. V'oisin anumalin b'shabbos, you're allowed to make this particular type of drink of anumalin on Shabbos. We'll see exactly what the idea of this is for. Rabbi Yehuda Omer b'shabbos b'kois. If this is on Shabbos, you're only allowed to produce a small amount, a cup's worth. Beyond the login, you can do a jug's worth, which is more. The moed, if it's in Chol HaMoed, then the chavis, you can do a barrel's worth. And Reb Tzadik Omer, Hakol, Lefi, Arach, everything depends on the number of guests. Let us see a couple of lines. Armaziri, Nason, Adam, Yain, Solol, Umayin, Slulim. So you've got clear water, clear wine. There's no problem in doing so. It's not really considered to be an act of breira, because this is considered to be normal, drinkable mayim and yayin, and therefore there's no problem. But if it's cloudy, thick, and murky, loy, then that already would have an issur breira. Frankly, my meizve, shemeng avil aymer, toirer adam chavish al yayin. You're allowed to mix up in a barrel of wine the wine together with the shmarim, the nes and the secha mashmeris b'shabbos, and you can place it in this strainer on Shabbos. And we don't seem to be so concerned. But mashma that you see that it's dafka, you see it lav dafka if it's mayim and yayin slulim, even if it's achurim, it's going to be mutter. And that's a very interesting answer. Tirgum is the iri bein hagites shanu. This is at a time when they are harvesting and pressing the grapes. What does that mean? Why does bein hagites make it any better? So Rashi says, about six lines in the bottom, shekol hayenes achurim, all of the wine in the town is thick and cloudy. The Shaysin Isan Bimishmarayan, and therefore they drink it with the sediment. Hilkach Ein Kantikun Dabalavahi Mishtasi, because anyway they would drink it like that, in which case it's okay. Meaning when it comes to certain types of boirer, we very much look to see, would you anyway have drunk it like that? Like we mentioned before about the water filters. If anyway you drink the mayim, it just makes it a little bit more pleasant. That's not considered to be an act of boira, and being that that's the drink which everyone drinks at that time of year, then it is mutter. Okay, we will pick it up tomorrow.